MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Well, despite previously declaring he would not seek re-election next year, from District 32, Cliff Pirtle Roswell signaled he might still run for yet another term after all. Pirtle said he might reverse course on the decision he announced in April not to make a bid for the fourth term. A dairy farmer from South Roswell, whose district is comprised of large swaths of Chavez, Eddy, and Otero counties, Pirtle said he believes he's done a great job reflecting the local needs of his constituents following the 60-day legislative session last year. Pirtle declared he would not campaign for another term, saying he had previously confided to family and close friends that he would not run for another term. BLM plans to conduct prescribed fire operations in Lincoln County. Specifically, the BLM plans the operations in the Fort Stanton and Lincoln areas. The operation, which will continue through April, are weather-dependent. It'll take several days to complete. Smoke from the burn can be visible from Rio Doso, Capitan, Lincoln, Alto, and nearby communities. Although smoke should not impact highways, personnel will post signs along roadways to inform motorists about the potential for smoke. Agency reminds motorists to use caution by reducing speed, watching for fire personnel, and equipment. These operations will decrease the risk of damage from wildfires and loss to adjacent property. Other goals are to improve watershed and habitat conditions, increase the health, vigor, and competitive ability of the native plant community. Don't forget, the Vines and the Pines Wine Festival is going to be at the Rio Doso Convention Center. Great chance to indulge in some New Mexico wine tasting while enjoying local arts, crafts, food, boutique vendors, and local brews for those who aren't wine drinkers. Vines in the Pines Wine Festival, again at the Rio Doso Convention Center, February 17th and 18th. The time is noon to 6 p.m. If you'd like more information, contact Rio Doso Valley Chamber of Commerce. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.